We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, welcome back to Proved Your Product. I am your host, Katie Hunt, and today I want to talk to you about feeling fragmented. This is something that keeps popping up in my social circles with friends, in conversations that I'm having with other entrepreneurs, and even among my community and coaching clients. But I want to start this off with a personal story to explain kind of what this feeling fragmented is like and how I've experienced it. So I have four young children. Three are in elementary school and one is in preschool. All of them, plus my husband, have been home since mid-March when all of our lives shut down, right? And all of us were at home because of COVID. It has definitely been a challenging 6 months maintaining everyone's schooling or keeping them entertained through the summer. My husband and I are working full-time. And of course, there's the social, emotional, and physical health of everyone in the house that needs to be attended to. So I'll be honest, it hasn't been pretty, but we are somehow making it work and everyone has stayed healthy and happy for the most part. In mid-August, my three oldest started back to school through remote learning. We were excited about the teachers that they were assigned. We set up new workspaces for everyone, so they had a designated spot that was just for them. I made sure that they all had headphones and new school supplies so that it felt special to them. And we went to great lengths to make sure that they had the tech they needed to connect with their classes. And then I received their individual schedules. And I basically had a panic attack. I definitely had an ugly cry. None of their breaks lined up. None of their lunches lined up. We have about 20 different websites and apps that they need to access. Each of them, of course, come with different passwords and parent pins and all of these things. And not to mention, we were going to have 5 simultaneous Zoom calls most mornings. And I really wasn't sure how our internet was going to be able to handle that. So fast forward now to week 4 of remote learning, and I get a text from a friend asking me how I'm doing. And the truth was, as I got this text, just to paint you a picture, I was standing in the hallway of my house in like this cross section where I could like see the different kids' rooms and everything like that. And this text came through asking how I was doing. And the truth was, I felt like a ping pong ball. I was going back and forth across the room, across the house, and waiting for somebody to need me. I was standing in the hallway waiting for the next person to need something from me, whether that was one of my kids needing help with school, whether that was a member of my team sending me a Slack message of something they needed, whether that was even just a coaching client or a colleague sending me a Voxer message to connect. I stood there paralyzed, and my husband came in and said, "What are you doing? Why are you standing there in the middle of the hallway?" And I said, "I'm waiting for somebody to need me." And I felt completely depleted. I was in 100% reactive mode, waiting for a fire to pop up so that I could put it out. I felt fragmented. I felt like I couldn't focus or give my full attention to any one thing. Work time was blending in with family time, which made me feel inadequate in both areas. That blended into friends needing support or decisions that needed to be made for the family. And it felt awful, to be honest. And I've been talking with close friends and colleagues and members of my community, and I know that I am not alone in this. We are all so tired. We are feeling pulled in so many different directions. In the last 6 months alone, we have experienced a global pandemic, social unrest, fires on the West Coast, hurricanes on the East Coast, and here in the U.S., we are facing an incredibly important election in November. And those are just external circumstances and pressures upon us, right? Things that are impacting us. Some of us are also facing challenges within our businesses. Industries decimated by the pandemic. People are pivoting their products and services. Many are wondering whether their suppliers are going to reopen. And many are facing challenges about their staff and keeping employees happy and engaged. Some of us are caretakers for our parents or loved ones or extended family members, our children, or maybe we're immunocompromised ourselves. Some of us are leading our children through remote learning and struggling to manage that with work. And others of us are sending our kids back to school in person and worrying about the risk that that poses for our family. There's like no right answer here. But let me calm down because you don't need me to remind you of the stresses in your life. I don't mean to cause added stress or pain for you. But I share all of these things for a few important reasons. One, 2020 has been extremely hard for everyone. We don't know what is going on in anyone else's life. Even if we see a glimpse of it, even if we have an inkling of what's happening, we don't know the full story. So I implore you to be kind. We need to listen to one another. We need to be empathetic to each other's circumstances, even if we don't know the full story. We don't need to know the full story to be empathetic and understanding, right? The second thing is, it is okay to not be okay right now. It is okay to feel frustrated and sad. It is okay to feel resentful and angry. It is okay if you need to vent and you don't want to look for solutions right now. Now, I don't want you to stay in this not okay space forever, and I certainly want you to get help if you need help from a professional. I strongly encourage you to seek it out, whether that's a therapist or a life coach or a mindset coach or business coach even. You don't have to go through whatever you're struggling with alone. Support is out there, particularly if you're feeling depressed or anxious or any of that. Third, I want you to focus on what comes next for you. Not the business. Not your family, not your home, you. I want you to ask yourself some important questions. What can you control? What can you do today to give yourself a break or recharge? And for me, sometimes I sit in my car and I drink my coffee alone for 5 minutes. It is quiet, no one needs me, and then I pep talk myself and head back in to tackle the day. But that 5 minutes really helps me. What can you do to build self-care into your routines and habits every week? Self-care will look different for all of us. One of my clients, she heads to the gym for self-care. One of my friends likes to read books and she reads like a book every few days. One of my friends feels at peace when she's cooking with her kids. So figure out what it is that works for you, that refuels you, and make sure that you block off time to do that every week. You are worth it and you deserve that time. Fourth, identify your people, a group of friends or colleagues that you can openly talk with about how you're feeling. People who will listen or provide advice if that's what you want, but people who will remind us that we're not alone, but also give us the space to process our feelings and give us a way to process those feelings. Fifth, I want you to go back and re-listen to episode 165 of the Proof to Product podcast with Jessica Ely. She shared some really great strategies for resetting boundaries and letting go of false pretenses. This episode keeps coming up over and over again in our Proof to Product Labs community, and it is one that most people seem to have on replay. I do. And it helps when you're feeling maxed out or stretched thin. And then lastly, I want you to check in with your friends. A simple text that says, "I'm thinking about you," will go a really long way in lifting their spirits. This morning, I had a friend drop off coffee on my doorstep. It was out of the blue. I had no idea she was doing it. And her thoughtfulness really made me cry, which is actually what led me to record this podcast episode. Because friends, you are not alone. I want to invite you to share what you are doing to manage self-care right now in our Friends of Proof to Product Facebook group, because the more we talk about this, the more we can support each other, and hopefully together we can find new solutions, the less fragmented and overwhelmed we will feel individually as well as collectively. So I will drop the links to Jessica Ely's episode and our Facebook group in the show notes here so you can easily grab them. But thank you for letting me be vulnerable with you today and for listening until the very end here. I know that we are going to turn this around. I know things will get better. I know that together we will rise, but I do want you to know that if you are feeling like you're struggling or you're fragmented or you're overwhelmed, you're not alone in this. So please do reach out, whether that's to our community or to your friends, and get the help you need, okay? I will be back next week with a new episode, and thank you again for listening.